The Saratoga Senior Center is at risk of losing critical funding as the city of Saratoga Springs faces a tough budget year. Lois Celeste, executive director of the Saratoga Springs Senior Center, appeared before the city council Tuesday night with an urgent plea for funding. The city's proposed comprehensive budget, put together by Finance Commissioner Michelle Madigan in a year when city revenues are down significantly due to the pandemic, would cut funding to nonprofits by 50-60%. In an amended budget by Mayor Meg Kelly, whose department includes funding for not-for-profits, that funding was reduced to zero. It was that reduction that brought Lois Celeste to the meeting with the presentation.
It was proposed that 100% of all not-for-profit funding was cut. I have grave concerns about this.
The Saratoga Springs Senior Center is requesting funding around $104,000. Celeste's presentation detailed how the Senior Center has grown over the years, but also how the organization has shifted its focus during the pandemic, checking in over the phone and connecting seniors with meals as some examples.
It kind of pivoted more from programs to services, but when you look at how many we've served through September more than we did in all of 2019.
Celeste said the Senior Center focused on fundraising, but during a pandemic year, revenues are still down about 26%.
I can't imagine any of you sitting there are the ones that are going to raise your hand and say, sure, we want to cut the seniors. I get it's a tough year, but I do not want to see this council or our mayor change the way city funding and support goes to our senior center. It sets a precedent for your most vulnerable constituents in this community.
Mayor Kelly spoke in defense of her amended budget.
We have a budget deficit. And if I fund you, I lose two positions. That's two building inspectors gone. So that whole thing doesn't work in my budget. So I'm trying to save jobs at City Hall along with every other commissioner.
Kelly, a Democrat, said she's concerned with how funding for not-for-profits is distributed in City Hall.
I think it should be a fair and equitable process. And I think that there's many, many not-for-profits that are out there doing great work that never get funded through the city.
Finance Commissioner Madigan agreed with the mayor's desire to reform the way not-for-profit funding is awarded, but also held firm on funding for the senior center as outlined in the comprehensive budget.
You know, I cut all the nonprofits 60%, but I specifically cut you less at 50%. And I think that that needs to stay in the budget.
Other members of the city council also expressed their desire to ensure the senior center is supported. Here's Public Works Commissioner Skip Scirocco, Public Safety Commissioner Robin Dalton, and Commissioner of Accounts John Frank.
Maybe between now and the end of the month, we should meet again and have a discussion. And maybe there's something that we can, you know, help you out with.
I cannot in good conscience take money away from them in this moment in particular.
So, I think I'm kind of in agreement with most of the council on this also that, you know, if there is a new budget coming forward or amendments or whatever, that this should be a very high priority.
The comprehensive budget includes cuts in wages to minimize layoffs and other reductions, something Commissioner Madigan has described as an austerity budget.
I'm pretty confident that if we can get our hands wrapped around good austerity as we manage our way through this pandemic, we will go into 2022 restoring much of everything that has been cut back, and that would also include the senior center.
An adopted budget is due November 30th. The city budget can be amended after it takes effect in January. For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.